We got Rocco in with us. We're making Philly cheesesteaks today.
How about my man Brooks Lewis and Jim Pergus and all the people over at Hayden Ship, all the people over at Citizens Bank and Trust?
They're the best around.
Your community bank.
Love them to pieces.
I use them for one of my businesses, and I use them.
Do you?
I actually do. Okay. They have my account for my restaurants.
Okay.
On Drusilla Lane.
I do
construction loans with them, all kind of stuff, man. It's a great bank, man. If you go check them out, great rates, great terms. More importantly, great service. And that's what we do as members of Axe. We serve.
That's right.
And Brooks is an Axe guy. Yeah. So is Jim. They serve their community.
You know, there's a lot of Axe guys in banking. I mean,
there is a lot of, and you're right. You're absolutely right. A lot of bankers.
Mm-hmm.
That's good for us.
Yeah.
We got bankers. We got deacons.
Tony is over at Gulf Coast.
You know, I told you I was going to think about being a deacon, huh? I told you that story, huh?
Did you?
Yeah, and I consulted with a couple of priests and stuff about it, and I was told by Father Russo, he goes, you know, if you do become a deacon, you're married, and if your wife dies, then you can never be with another woman. I said, well, I'm out. I'm out. And he goes, well, Troy David, I'm surprised at your lack of faith. I said, no, Father, let me explain it to you. I said, I am doing this out of sacrifice and love for my wife, because if I ever was ordained a deacon, she would get hit by a bus that day. So I'm trying to preserve her life for her. So it's all a sacrifice and love, brother.
Very selfless.
That's why. I'm a selfless man. Can I give one more plug for you, which is a true plug? I heard you on the way here talking about P.F. Chang's.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Love the place. I can't tell you, my wife and I eat there probably once or twice a month minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And their food, you were spot on. Exactly.
It's not like a takeout.
Man, it is so good. It is fresh. It's delicious. Get the Mongolian beef if you've never had it. It is flipping fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
The hot and sour, or hot and spicy soup.
Yep.
Man, I can go on forever. And you touched on Jill's favorite dish, those wrap things, the chicken wrap
too.
Things.
The chicken lettuce wrap?
Yeah, you can eat the whole thing. It's like 278 calories.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, I know.
It's delicious. And,
hey, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
What if I told you that P.F. Chang's was local? I know they're you'll find them all over the country for sure.
Yeah, there's one in Destin.
Do you know what P.F. stands for?
Paul Fung.
Close. Paul Fleming.
Oh, yeah.
As in Fleming Steakhouse?
Now,
did you know that Paul Fleming...
He's Irish?
No, he's from New Iberia.
He's from the Barry?
He's from New Iberia.
What the hell?
And he actually got a start by franchising Ruth's Chris Steakhouses around the country.
I did not know that, but you know what, Nana, you bring up when Jimmy Ott used to have the Elaine Ott golf tournament every year for his mom. We would do the big Calcutta and everything.
Yeah.
The first time I ever had a Fleming steak was at one of the Calcuttas, and they catered it. And I was messing with Jimmy because I never heard of Fleming's before.
Right.
I mean, this was right when they came to the market here, right when they opened up. And I was cracking on Jimmy about it. I'm like, it's Fleming, man. You can't get like Bruce. What's the matter? You too cheap? I mean, we putting up all this money for this Calcutta, this, that, and the other. And he goes, man, just try the steak. It was phenomenal. Now, think about how hard this is to do, to cook steaks, and you're bringing them off property and
right.
then serving them.
Right.
And them still be tempered, medium rare, perfectly cooked. And I became a fan immediately.
Yep.
And we eat there often, right yep. there.
And
the one right by the house.
And they're right next door.
That's right. And if you walk over, you go want Chinese, you go get a steak, you can go vice versa, but you absolutely spot on about the authenticity and quality of the food.
Right. And when Paul Fleming got with Mr. Chang and said, I want to bring my level of quality and service over to Chinese food, that's how that pairing became P.F. Chang's. We're
doing a Philly steak and cheese. As you know, this is restaurant week. We did not participate this year due to the polar vortex and some other stuff we got going on. We're going to do some menu upgrades, different stuff going on before Lent this year.
Mm-hmm.
However, we are going to do a beef since the Beef Council is a major sponsor of Restaurant Week.
Yeah,
right?
They are a major sponsor of Restaurant Week, and they're a sponsor of Foodie Friday all through grill and season as well. And then when you couple that with the fact that Philadelphia...
Philly.
Is in the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
We're making a
Philly cheesesteak in all efforts and hopes that Philadelphia triumphs and beats Kansas City. I don't hate Kansas City, man. Look, people ought to get all the calls. Look, when you, it's kind of like when Muhammad Ali was the champ, bro. If you're going to fight the champ, let's say you're Joe Frazier, and you go 15 rounds with him, you better beat him.
Yeah.
And you better beat him good if you want the decision. And so, do they get some calls? I don't know, maybe. But you can't take nothing away from Mahomes and what Reed has done there, okay? But I think everybody is at the same point as when New England was winning all these shit. They're just tired. You know, I wanted the Bills to win. That was a great game. I'm sure y'all watched it. And that game easily could have went anyway. There were calls on both sides, you know, that they wasn't making. And it, that just happens in the game, and it's part of it. Accept it. Shut up. Move on. But Philly steak and cheese. Now, we do have the Tootie Slammin' Steak on our menu, okay? The Slammin' Steak we have done before.
Yes.
But what we do different with that one is we dress it completely with lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise, and pickle. We put bell peppers and chopped onions on it.
Okay.
So we're making a true Philly. And I'm going to tell you a little bit, if you've ever been to Philadelphia, the different, you know, how you differentiate between what you order, the real Philly and the fake Philly and vice versa. Meaning, you know, there's a certain method to the madness when you go into any true Philly steak cheese place. If you go to Pat's or you go to Geno's, right? You know who they are.
Yes.
Right? So when you go in and you go to order your sandwich, they're going to go with or without. Okay?
Right.
So what's the wit?
Whiz.
The wit is onions.
Oh, I thought they meant, well, do you want like regular cheese or the whiz cheese?
So then they ask you, do you want cheese or whiz?
Right.
So if you want cheese, they put provolone. You want whiz, they put the liquid like nacho cheese on.
Right.
But not nacho, but, you know, a variation of provolone. Mm-hmm. And so we decided today that in honor of Philadelphia going to the Super Bowl, because I won't be back here until after the Super Bowl, because I usually don't come towards the end of the month.
Right.
And so I think in 2 weeks, right?
Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Next Sunday. Not this Sunday, next Sunday.
Right. So I won't be back. So in all hopes. And, you know, there's a lot of people that don't like Philadelphia. A lot of people, you know.
I'm not a fan.
I mean, you know, Philadelphia people, they jerks. You go up there, you get in a fight every
time
you go to
Santa
a game.
They booed Santa Claus.
Yeah, I mean, they
threw batteries at Mike Schmidt.
Yeah, I mean, like, what's wrong with it?
Yeah,
I mean,
you know.
It's like the people, they're just stupid. It's like a Dallas fan.
Yeah.
You know, just dumb like that. But we got our chopped sirloin. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, chopped sirloin.
Got to have it with chopped sirloin.
Right.
Or ribeye.
Okay.
And what we actually do is we put a combination mixture because the sirloin tends to be a little tougher, you know.
Okay.
And you need the ribeye because it's got a lot of fat in it, too, in addition to just the
steak
meat.
When it's prepared the way it's prepared, is that down? Does that, I mean, you're losing all the effect of the ribeye, though, right? I mean, because the way it's all chopped up.
Yeah, but you know, you got it like, you know, are you a filet or you a ribeye guy when you go eat a steak?
I'm a ribeye guy.
Right. So you're like me.
Yeah.
Got to have a little portion of fat.
Yes.
To give it the flavor.
Yes.
Okay. And so flip side of that, Jill, she's going filet every time.
Same with Christy.
Don't like the extra fat. Don't like the gristle. And you know, people that are on that carnivore diet will tell you, you know, you're supposed to eat the fat and the gristle and everything. Eat the whole dang steak. Oh, yeah.
Fat, yes. Gristle,
oh, yeah,
no.
Eat it all.
Not the gristle.
Yeah, eat it all. Just dip it in there. Put your mashed potatoes on it. It all goes down together. But, you know, I'm going to give you the option. I'm going to make two. I'm going to put mayo on one and mayo on the other. And no mayo on the other one when I make these two right now.
All right.
And I'm going to let you decide which one you like better.
Okay.
Now, if you're a mayo person, because you know the true Philly steak does not come with anything on it, except those ingredients that we talked about.
Right. The chopped steak, the
onions,
the bell pepper on a true Philly.
It's onions. And it's the sliced sirloin and ribeye or whatever they use.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the whiz or you have provolone cheese.
Okay.
So that's true. No mayo, nothing on it. So we're gonna do one with mayo and without, because in Louisiana, blue plate rules, baby.
Yes, it does.
So, you know, would you like me to start whipping it up now?
Yeah, if you want to get in right now, that's fine.
Because I talked about a story on Facebook about whipping it.
No, we're not.
All right, so what are we going to do first? Obviously, we got to
start with our bread.
Non-dressed.
Which,
right?
This is why you're supposed to have a headset, Rock. And I know you don't like the headset because it messes with your hair.
Non-dressed. Do you know how hard it is to do this hair in the morning? It takes me 45 minutes.
I'm a minute and 20.
But you're bald.
No, I'm not. Why? Look, we're on Facebook. Bald. There's receipts here, boss.
Look at it. You're bald. Look at this dude's hat.
What?
Look at that. Dude, that's a toupee he's got on. He ain't ever told you he wears a toupee? Look at
it. I knew it. When he sneezes, I see
he can move it from front to back.
Come on. No, so, it's not.
New Orleans French bread.
Right.
Right? I'm going to put mayo on one half, non-mayo on the other.
Okay. Let me ask you about New Orleans French bread, though. And here's why. Is the bread different in Philadelphia than it is here?
Absolutely. And the truth is, and you know this being from that area in New Orleans, what makes the New Orleans French bread rise and get those holes in the middle of the bread is the water.
Mm-hmm.
Soft water, hard water. New Orleans has what kind of water?
New Orleans is hard water.
Hard water, yeah. Right? And so you could never get the bread, and it has a lot to do with the, what is it called? The below sea level.
Okay.
Okay. And it that has a lot to do with it as well. Because the further up the river you get,
mm-hmm.
and you try to bake the bread like they bake it in New Orleans, it's not going to rise in proof like it does down there.
Okay.
You cannot bake New Orleans French bread here in Baton Rouge and it come out the same. It will not happen.
And does that have to do with, so when you, it has to do with the pH balance as well, right?
I think there's a lot. I mean, and people are like, you're crazy. This is a bunch of, but no. pH balance, water density has a lot to do with the rising and proofing of the bread. And believe it or not, the best months to eat New Orleans French bread is when it's cold. Because you haven't gotten the runoff coming down. The bread proofs better, and it rises. When it bakes, it's thick. The summertime, our bread is not at its best. I'll be honest with you and just be very candid about it. And the bread company will tell you that the summertime is not the best time for their bread because it doesn't rise when they proof it.
Interesting.
And so, in the wintertime, the bread is fantastic. I mean, look how beautiful that bread looks.
It's gorgeous.
It's just beautiful. And so, what we're going to do is we're going to take our sirloin ribeye slash mixture, and we've got our onions and everything already in it, seasoning, you know, salt, yep. pepper, what have you. And we're going to go ahead on with that.
All right. So, while you're making that, he's rocking.
Stacking it
onto the bread right now.
The other side, and we're gonna put a little mayonnaise on, mayo.
All right,
you know. And what kind of mayo do you use?
Blue Plate and Blue Plate only.
And that's because
it's made in New Orleans. I mean, that's a given. I got to be an ambassador for Blue Plate last summer. We were in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and I was looking for mayonnaise down the mayonnaise aisle or down the condiments aisle or whatever at the grocery store. And I saw Blue Plate, and I got excited, and I didn't realize I was outwardly excited. And this other person who's looking for a mayonnaise goes, why are you excited about that? It's just mayonnaise. I'm like, grab a jar, try it. And he did. So I was an ambassador for Blue Plate for just a hot minute. Great little story. Oh, my goodness gracious.
How fabulous already. Is that?
Already. So, let's take
easy to make, quick. We've done po' boys on here for years. I can't tell you, for as easy as this thing is to make, the flavor profile of it is absolutely stupendous.
All right. So, wait, where's my cheese at?
Oh, I forgot your cheese.
I was going to say.
What's wrong with this,
dude? I don't know, man. You're going too fast. You're moving too fast. So, when you put together, when you're preparing.
I'm pressed against the time.
When we got 1 minute to go
lift
until.
Lift it up.
Put the cheese on it first, and then I'll lift it up.
Lift it up.
That's.
Cheese always goes on the bottom.
Yeah.
I can't.
You're all right. You're all right.
I can't undo it once I've done it.
No, it's cool. We might hold off on the picture for the next one there.
You stick that extra meat on there.
Well, yeah, that'll be regrouped. So, Rocco, we got about a minute till break. What goes in? You said salt and pepper is the only seasoning on the steak when you're peppering it?
Salt, pepper, granulated garlic, granulated onion. Mayonnaise on the right half. I'm sorry, the one that you're about to grab. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. And then no mayonnaise on the other side. Provolone, smoked provolone cheese. Got to be smoked. And
so simple.
It's a simple thing, but I'm telling you, the flavor profile. And, of course, we do a po' boy of the week every week. This week it is the tuna salad po' boy. This one will start on Monday.
Okay.
In honor of Super Bowl week. And it's going to be called the Philadelphia Wins Special Sandwich.
All right. We got a couple minutes left with Rocco. All right. Diving in on the Philly cheesesteak that Rocco has prepared for us over here. The flavors are so simple, and the tenderness of the steak is amazing. As it, I, when you think about chopping up a steak and cooking it real fast on the griddle, you don't think you're going to maintain that level of tenderness, but it's there. When it comes to the seasoning, the salt and the pepper really pop as well. And then on top of it, you sit on it, and it'll go down. There you go. And then, all right.
Whatever.
That's why we don't normally sit here.
I broke his seat. And by the way, Gordy Rush, if you're out there listening, can we get a microwave for the second floor? I don't know if budget cuts are going on up here, but they took our microwave, and it's hard to do Foodie Friday when you got to run up and down the stairs. You know, even though I'm felt and spelt or whatever that word is, let's get a microwave back. Rocco's New Orleans Style Po' Boys, 3358 Dusseau Lane, 248-1999, making the best po' boy 27 years in the business. Tell them how they.
The ridiculous difference between having the mayonnaise on the Philly cheesesteak and not.
Look, if I'm eating, everybody asks me, if you're eating at Rocco's, what are you eating? What's the first go-to sandwich?
Everybody's the roast beef.
Obviously, but I eat it mayonnaise, Swiss cheese, roast beef, gravy.
Yeah.
That's it. The mayonnaise is a huge component of any po' boy.
Yes.
It is a staple.
Right.
So why not put it on a Philly steak and cheese?
Well, does that make it, like, not authentic all of a sudden?
Well, the people in Philly would tell you that. Yeah. But you and I would probably beg to differ and say, hey, we're from Louisiana and po' boys.
So it's the way my taste buds are trained.
That's exactly
that's right.
It. We are trained to eat our po' boys with mayo. Even people I know, there's this guy, Billy Brenniger, that's been coming in a restaurant since we opened. A little plug for him, owns Budget Transmission. Really great guy. Dude doesn't eat mayonnaise.
Okay.
At all.
Okay.
On everything except
your po' boys.
Roast beef.
Yep. So, and I will tell you, the difference between them is
gotta have mayo.
You take the one with mayonnaise on it, and if you put it on top of my head, I would beat my brains out with my tongue just to get at it.
It only took 27 years to get it. Boy, he's got it. He is in fuego. Give him another one. Go ahead. Go. What's the other one?
The other one is in order to make a great New Orleans style po' boy.
Dude, yeah. Go on with it.
You've got to be from New Orleans. Now, that being said, though, this is a Philly cheesesteak. So
be the light. Be in the light.
Hey, we got 1 minute to go on here. We're going to stick around on Facebook for a little bit after that.
Let me close with this.
Go for it.
All right. Remember to be kind, compassionate, and generous in all that you do. And continue to be the light. And do whatever you can in your lifetime, okay? To cleanse your spirit, purify your temple, and try the rest of your life to save your soul, brother. Amen.
Amen. All right. You know where to find Rock. Give them the address one more time.
3358 Dusseau Lane, 248-1999. Best po' boys in the business, Rocco's and Wall Style Po' Boys. Come and see us. We'd love to serve you.
Philly cheesesteak, the special next week.
Next
we'll
week.
On air. On
go
air.
Go Eagles!
On air. We got to get
out of
here.
I'm not even a Philly fan. I just don't want the Chiefs to win.